Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Screaming the word ow apparently really does help us cope with pain.
Really?
Yes. This is according to research from the National University of Singapore, and it's been reported in one of my favourite magazines, the Journal of Pain.
Is that a reputable magazine?
Can you imagine? Being vocal and shouting words like ow helps us to tolerate pain longer, as it's thought to be a distraction. They studied 56 people, which isn't exactly a massive sample size, is it? They were asked to put their hands in extremely cold water, and researchers found those that said ow were able to withstand the pain for 3.5 minutes longer. So there's only one way to... I mean, they've only sampled 56, but I want to put this to the test, so we're going to try this here. Hang on a second. So, so Chris, you're my dummy. Are you ready?
OK.
Let's just see if the research works. You ready?
Oh, it's actually hit me! Ow! Ow! As you can tell, I'm screaming. It doesn't work at all.
Does that not work?
Ow! Okay, well, what are you hitting me for?
I think we've gone.
Is that a made-up story?
No, it's true.
What have I done to you?
Hang on, let's try it again.
Stop it!
You big wimp. Well, it doesn't work then, so the research is wrong. Apparently. Anyway, on to this. Shut up, stop whinging. We're giving away cash next week. Right, let's give away some movie tickets on Little Lyric, shall we? We have... who we got? We've got Family Chesworth on the phone. Morning, Catherine!
Morning, Chris.
Morning. So you're on the school run, Catherine. You've got a bit of a journey. Tell us, where are you going to? Where are you going first? You're going off to where?
I'm going to taking Leasel Terrain for college.
Yes, and then where are you off to?
And then doubling back to Rural New Falls.
Crikey.
With Millie.
Clock up some miles. They'll pay you back one day, Catherine. Don't worry about it. They'll pay you back one day. Think of it. So you've got Liesl and Millie there. Fantastic. Do you have anything exciting going on at the weekend, Catherine?
No, the usual mum stuff. Food, really? Shopping, you know, washing, ironing.
The big shop. Nothing worse than doing a big shop. When did you do it? Saturday. I went out and did mine Saturday morning. It was,
Saturday.
Get the battle armour on and get through it. Right, OK. And then you're off to work. And we're just saying you work in the public sector, Catherine. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. Let's win you some movie tickets here. We have the kids on this week from Billing St Aidan's Primary School. And this morning's Little Lyric sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Edward, and this is my lyric. Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances, went the distance, now I'm back on my feet.
Right, Catherine, what's the song? Who sings it?
It's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Rising up,
back on the street. It is. Well done, Catherine. Right now, we're giving away cash. We set this up on the website a couple of weeks ago with Hardwick Financial Solutions. We were giving away £500. You had to enter a competition, answer a question online, and we have a number here for our winner. So let's give them a call. Here we go.
Are you ready for half a grand in your hand?
Let's dial the number here. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is that Stuart Crompton?
It is, yes, speaking.
Hello, Stuart. It's Red Arrow Couriers here. We're going to be making a delivery in the next hour. We're just checking there's going to be somebody in to receive it.
Yeah, the next hour, yeah.
Is that all right? Well, it's a very interesting parcel. Not sure what it is. Have you ordered anything in particular?
I've ordered anything.
No, okay, well... Stuart, it's not really. It's Chris Milo at Wish FM.
I imagine, all right.
Are you actually expecting a delivery or not?
Listen, it's the wife who orders everything.
Oh, right, OK.
I won't have a clue what gets delivered here.
Well, we'll keep quiet then. You might need some money if the wife's ordering everything. Right, OK, we had a question online with Hardwick Financial Solutions. The question was, how much is half a grand, Stuart? And the answer is...
£500, Chris.
Correct answer, Stuart Crompton. You've just got £500 in your bank account. Well done.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Oh, thank you very much.
No worries.
Oh, that's great stuff.
So initial thoughts, you must have been thinking, if you're going to win, what are you going to spend the money on? Have you got bills to pay off, or is there a treat that you're going to get?
I think it's time for the summer holiday, isn't it? So I'll treat the kids and the wife to a nice summer holiday, so I can go towards that.
Oh, that's very nice. Excellent.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic.
Well, you better say hello to the family, then. Who are you going to say hello to, Stuart, while you're on?
I'll say hello to my lovely wife, Nicola. And my two little kids, Luke and Jake.
Splendid.
Have a great day.
Fantastic. Stuart, you're a star. Thanks for coming. Where are you, by the way? Where do you live?
Laffock in St Helens, mate.
You're in Laffock. OK, so the bunting will be up in Laffock this morning because Stuart Crompton is a winner on half a grand in your hand with Hardwick Financial Solutions. Well done, Stuart. Have a great day.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, Chris. Ta-da, mate.
Half a grand in your hand on 102.4 Wish FM.
Hold on to your hats. Clichés a go-go. 14 and a half hours and counting before the January transfer window slams shut. boss Malcolm Mackay is hoping that a number of new faces will put pen to paper on deals with Latics after seeing 8 exit the club so far.
January is the first time that I get to try and start to shape that, and you've seen that with some of the outs, and you've seen it a couple of the ins and another couple hopefully to come. And the team that on the pitch eventually becomes a team that is in my image in the way that I want to play, and I want them to play in this division that gets success.
Unfortunately, that clip wasn't as a result of a Harry Redknapp-style car window interview.
It's time for
Kylie Karaoke with Milo in the morning on 102.4 Wish FM.
Oh, yes, you've just confirmed she's going to be playing Haylock Park Racecourse this summer, Saturday, 20th of June. I have a pair of tickets to give away right now, hopefully, to Karen. Morning, Karen.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Karen. Karen, you are on your way to work where?
I'm on my way to Fudge and Signs in Haydock.
Fantastic. OK, Karen. Right, well, I've got a pair of tickets here to see Kylie Minogue up for grabs for you and whoever. But to win, you've got to sing for yourself. We have a classic Kylie song here, Kylie Karaoke. I want you to sing the bit that's missing. Are you ready, Karen?
OK, yeah.
All the K's. Karen on Kylie Karaoke. This is getting confusing. Right, here we go. Here's your big moment. Warm up the vocal cords. Here we go.
Can't get you out of my head.
Yes! Oh, perfect timing. Thank you very much. In fact, if she doesn't turn up, you can do the gig, Karen. Well done. Congratulations. The tickets are yours. So thanks for playing along so much. Well done. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye. And if you'd like to play, guess what? We've got more tickets to give away tomorrow.
Wish FM Breakfast with Chris Milo.